A few years ago, when Russ and I were driving to Florida, I started noticing how I get into a calm, easygoing mode while driving or riding. That's an important thing if I'm to honor my own number 60 in my ways to help birds drive at the slowest speed that is safe, courteous, and convenient. During the time I was riding in the passenger seat, I put these thoughts together into a laid-back sort of poem titled The Zen Driver. It's a beautiful day for a drive when you think about it. Oh, big truck, why do you go so slow? 10 miles under the speed limit the last 20 miles. I guess I should pass you. Driving slow like this saves gas. That's a good thing. The truck driver's not in a hurry. He's probably a conservationist like me. There, I'm in the left lane. Oh dear, now you're speeding up. Now you've cut me off. You must be having a bad day. Another accident, slowing down again. I hope no one's hurt. The Google Map lady can be so helpful, and she sounds concerned about us. I wonder if it's genuine. So much traffic at rush hour makes me feel harried. Oh, look, a pileated woodpecker. Wow, 6 lanes. I wonder which one I should be in. It probably doesn't matter. Bump ahead. A good reminder about life. Borden Milk Company truck, Elsie the cow sticking out of a daisy. That's something you don't see every day anymore. So many people in such a hurry, they must be doing important things. Truck brakes hard. Uh-oh, must be danger ahead. Nope, he turns off at exit. His signal must be broken. Construction. More construction. Even more construction. The road will be perfect someday. 700 miles to go. Will we make it today? No big deal. I wonder how many birds we've passed so far. So many drivers, some too fast, some too slow. That Conway double truck weaving wildly, pickup truck passing on the right shoulder. Yelling won't help, even a little. The roads through the mountains go every which way like a plate of spaghetti. Most people are good drivers. That's why we're still here. So many signs in every direction. Should I read them all? Don't drive distracted. Be safe. Toot cares. Oh, wait, that's T-D-O-T. What could that stand for? Oh, Tennessee Department of Transportation. Puzzling that out distracts me. I wonder if they appreciate the irony. 1,056 miles so far, 598 to go. We're making progress. Mountains are prettier when you're the passenger. The steering wheel sticking out of the dashboard is attached to hidden stuff, attached to other hidden stuff, attached to other hidden stuff that makes the wheels turn. I like how complicated it is, and all I have to do is drive. We just went through a teeny tiny piece of Georgia, and we're back in Tennessee. Are we making progress? Sometimes it feels frustrating that we can't stop to look at birds. So much traffic going through Chattanooga, but no choo-choo. What a big, beautiful country. It must have been thrilling to explore it on foot. I wish the Google Map lady could speak Jane Austen. If I missed an exit, she could say, "I am most seriously displeased." If there were an accident and she needed to reroute me, she could say, "I am all astonishment." And she'd remind me to wear my bonnet. That would be fun. Black vultures and turkey vultures, hundreds circling over the highway. I wonder if they know something. I trust we'll be happy to get where we're going, but the getting there is fun too. Driver whizzing past, pointing his middle finger at the sky. Yes, that is a pretty cloud. I give him a thumbs up. It's a beautiful day for a drive when you think about it. That was The Zen Driver, and I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.